It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Hello, Fairbanks, and welcome to our Saturday radio program, Fairbanks Foodies. This is Fairbanks' preeminent food show. We have been on the air for over 5 years now. We look at events taking place in Fairbanks, recipes you can try, beverages you can create, and fantastic meals to serve to your family and friends. We're part of a great Saturday lineup for you here at KFAR, and I want to thank Craig Campo for being my warm-up band, getting everyone going. He's my JV starting team, but he's JV, but he's Campo. He's got to put up with me. We put up with each other. Anyway, it's the last Saturday in June. We're starting to get weather into the 60s finally, during the day anyway. We hope to hit the low 70s so I can start working on my tan or burn. Whichever it is, I go both ways. Right now, as we speak, the Tanawha Valley Fair Market is open. It's open Saturday. It's open from 9 to 4 p.m. Wednesday's from 11 to 4. Hey, the Salmon Bake is open too and operating. I think you'll find the normal tourist visitation out there slower, so better for us. Emily and I went out to Pioneer Park this last weekend, and I had my soft ice cream. Simple as that. I had the chocolate and vanilla swirl, but the reason I go there is because of the owner, Janine Burnett. I've known her about 55, 60 years. She's a wonderful person. I was able to witness three generations of Burnett ladies serving ice cream. With my open personality, I told Janine's daughter that when you work for your parents, there are no child labor laws, even though she's 40. Then I told her granddaughter that granddaughter has complete control over the grandmother, so use it wisely. There are no child labor laws that transmit from grandmother to granddaughter. So, hey, Fairbanks, go to Pioneer Park and enjoy yourself. Now, in the studio with me is a very, very food-talented friend of mine and food junkie, Nadine Winters. How you doing, Nadine?
I'm good, thanks.
I see your North Korean equipment is doing what North Korean equipment does. It sort of hangs down already. Oh, my God. You know, but we know how to operate it.
Yep.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Doing well. Yeah. You know, so I sort of had a breakout thought here.
Okay.
We're going to go through breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh.
What you like to make and where you like to visit breakfast. So we'll start with you.
Well, breakfast?
Yeah. Okay. Make it, or do you visit mainly?
So if it's breakfast, I'm not a big breakfast person during the week, but on the weekends, of course. And then that means it has to have lots of calories. So, you know,
some carbs.
Mid-morning, yeah, some carbs and fat. So it has to be DW Grill.
Oh.
That's like great breakfast. They have an excellent breakfast.
They do. Do you get their biscuits and gravy?
I do, and then sometimes they have specials.
Don't ask me how I know that. Yeah.
I'm a big biscuit and gravy fan. I think I've tried them all over town. But in general, yeah, and they have a lot of good kind of like these scramble things. And so, one time they had a kind of a burger kind of thing on a donut, I'm not too big on the sweet and the savory thing. But just excellent. And they have some good breakfast burritos, which I usually avoid just because they're so big. But anything there is good for breakfast, pretty much anything.
So you don't make breakfast?
I do on the weekends, and I get kind of stuck on stuff. So I'll pick one thing and it'll last for months. But I am a big fan of fresh tortillas. You can actually buy fresh tortillas and cook them. And so they actually taste like something. And so I'm a big quesadilla breakfast person. Chorizo. I like to saute. I do. Got to have a couple vegetables in there, usually mushrooms and arugula, something like that.
I'm more of the, what do you call it when you take the tortilla and you put the egg on top of it and your meats and your sauce.
Oh, sort of like a tostada almost.
And, you know, I like getting the chorizo.
Oh, yeah,
chorizo. And putting it on there. Mm-hmm. And the nice, egg over easy.
Oh, so it's like a meal on a tortilla.
Yeah. And then you have your sauce that mm-hmm. you make up. So me, I cheat like heck, mm-hmm. and I go to the store and I get the Taco Bell sauce.
Oh, I've never tried that. It's good.
Or whatever, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then you have your cheese on top of that.
Oh, there you go. It's like an inverted scramble.
Rancho Huevos.
Huevos Rancheros on it. Oh,
yeah, that's okay. What I. So it's easy to do if you have the tortillas. The key is you have the tortillas, and
some salsa and eggs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if you happen to have some guacamole type things hanging around.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, so but that's an excellent breakfast, and to me the tortilla is just the vehicle to get the other food groups.
And then what I also do is I get the Jimmy Dean sausage, mm-hmm. and I'll put it in the freezer, for about 30 to 40 minutes. What I'm doing is I'm firming it up, mm-hmm. because then I can take it out of the plastic wrap,
right? Oh, and slice it.
And slice it without it, going.
Getting all glompy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then so I have those perfect, I have those almost, it's me, so it's almost perfect. It's not perfect, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I saute them up, and I'll put those in the refrigerator. So I have those ready to go whenever I want a breakfast during the week. Mm-hmm. During the week, I'll cook two eggs over easy, put two or three of those Jimmy Dean sausages mm-hmm. into the microwave for about 45 seconds to a minute, and bam.
Oh.
Yeah. So it makes it easy.
Yeah, actually that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Usually I don't make perfect sense, but once in a while I make perfect sense. When I'm operating on North Korean equipment, it is not perfect sense. But it's sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but that's kind of breakfast, I think. Or sometimes very rarely, something healthy like yogurt and berries or something. But
now here's one for you. A friend of mine, he's not in the hospital anymore, but he's in the hospital for a couple of days, and I went and visited him. And they have the cafeteria there.
Oh, yeah.
And, I was very surprised by how good their biscuits and gravy was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would surprise me too. Yeah. I would think a hospital wouldn't have biscuits and gravy.
They do. Well, first of all, that was the first surprise. And then the second surprise was, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, because I've been in the hospital a number of times. I don't remember getting served biscuits and gravy.
Well,
I remember,
this
like,
in the cafeteria.
Okay.
And then they had sausage patty, they had bacon. Mm. They
really?
Had potato, they had scrambled eggs, they had scrambled eggs with, peppers in it, that sort of thing. So I was very happily surprised.
Yeah, I would.
And they charge you by the weight. So you're going to, to get a good breakfast, it's about $10 to $13, but it's a very good breakfast.
Well, if you had a salad, it'd probably only cost $1.
No, it's good luck with that. I did that. It was not $1, because my eyes were big. Oh, this and this and that and that. Okay. And they have a very good salad bar. So anyway, just a thought.
Yeah, there you go.
So lunch. Let's migrate to lunch. Let's see here. What do you like to cook for lunch on a weekend if you have lunch?
It's going to be an extension of breakfast, probably. It's I have to say. It's either that or I would say heavy on the breakfast on the weekends and light on lunch.
Yeah.
Very light on lunch. So, that would be my time for a salad or just a vehicle for protein because that's my favorite food group. Sometimes I'll just have crackers and cheese. And then I'm actually good at salads for lunch, too. My big go-to is just, I love arugula because it has actually tastes like something. And just arugula with maybe if there's any good tomatoes around and just dress it with a little olive oil, salt and pepper shish and Parmesan on it.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go.
Lunch is, if you're making your own during the week, it has to be really quick.
It that's the problem. Yeah. It's not enough time.
So now this is where Emily sort of came into the picture.
Yeah,
she went to like Costco.
Yeah,
and got like a 3-pound bag of the meatballs.
Oh,
so one day I was there and I took the meatballs. I took about 7 of them out.
Yeah,
and I put them in the microwave for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They're frozen.
Right.
Then I took home, you know, not homemade, but your ragu, you know,
right.
your
kind of sauce.
Yeah. And I put, you know, a good covering on that, and I put it back in for a minute on the microwave.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Really?
And then I pulled out some bread.
Oh, so you could have a meatball sandwich.
Yeah. and then I did some grating some Parmesan Reggiano. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is so good and easy.
Oh, and it's quick.
Yeah.
And you can have a few food groups too.
And you don't have to worry about the spoilage of the meat.
Right, because
it's
just
in the freezer.
Out what you need.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah. I'd like to say I thought it through and invented it myself.
There you go. Oh.
But I'm going to say I thought it through and invented it myself once I saw the meatballs
in the
freezer.
Oh.
And then I thought, you know, as I'm microwaving, I go, what else can I do with this? I got some bread.
I got some sauce.
Yeah.
I always have cheese.
Yeah.
Gotta have cheese. Oh, yeah, that's actually a really good idea because that's the big problem about lunch for me during the week is this timing, you know. It's usually leftovers.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, how come?
You ruined me.
Oh, for
Korean
what?
Lunch food.
Oh, I love
go,
it.
Go, talk about it.
Oh, okay, it's my favorite. So
you ruined me. You're a horribly good person.
I know. So I just have a thing for Korean food. I think it's my favorite. It's just my favorite. It is. And so for Korean lunch, at the Seoulgate, they have a really lovely lunch special that has some japchae in there.
Well, they bring out four different types of kimchi.
Yeah,
that's
so
where
they
start.
They start with, there's like four to six, sometimes there's eight, just depending on what vegetables they have or what they ferment.
And when you walk in with Nadine Winters, they know her.
They do.
You know, the first lady of Fairbanks walks in. So I'm treated with the first lady of Korean food of Fairbanks. So it's like, wow.
I know. I know. They've been known to give me free appetizers.
Yeah. Oh.
I was like, well, during COVID, you know, I wanted to make sure that they stayed open. So I made sure to get takeout there all the time just because, you know, COVID was tough on restaurants. But it's excellent. It's like they have great, and then they, you know, they have their regular stuff on the menu too, but they have really nice lunch specials. Like there's one that comes with bulgogi and japchae. I think there's a fried egg roll in there and what else is in there? But then you get all these different kinds of kimchis. There's some that are super hot. They have some that are with zucchini, some with, you know, the traditional with cabbage. There's a couple that are like sesame oil, sesame flavored. And so you get all this lovely kimchi or pickled vegetables. And then that's just, you know, when you show up. And then, of course, you get your lunch. So, yeah, it's excellent. I love that place. And then they have it on the lunch. I don't think you can get the dinner stuff on the lunch menu, but for dinner there, and they have this thing called jambon, and I think I'm the only person in town that orders it, but it's a spicy seafood soup with vegetables. Oh my gosh, it's the best thing on the planet. Just it's like the broth is like red, you know, peppery, like kimchi kind of flavored broth, and then seafood and vegetables and noodles. Mm.
Now, Al, I know you're listening to this. And where's my kimchi, buddy? You're holding out on me.
Uh-huh.
Come on, get with it. I'm taking this opportunity for self-service.
Okay. Well, it's a thing.
Lunch. Where I like to go buy lunch. It's just depends what I. You know, Fairbanks has really good spots.
They do.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And it just depends what I'm in the mood for. And if I'm in the downtown, the creperie, it's right next to my office.
Yep, very good crepes.
And then I have a tough decision to make.
Oh yeah.
You know
the choices.
Yeah.
There's some good choices there.
And so, but I go towards the Mediterranean style. You know the Genovese, the Mediterranean
olives.
Yeah.
Feta.
You know. Yeah. And with the different food groups in there, of course.
Of course, yes.
But and there, you know, it's about a $12 to $13, it's $14, you know, depending on if your beverage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so good.
Very good. And you think of that one, you think, oh, because I personally eat a lot, but you go in there and think, oh,
I can't,
one,
you never tell.
I know.
You're a jerk.
I know, but I exercise a lot. But
that's only from jealousy and envy.
But you think, oh, just a crepe for lunch, but those crepes are good size. And
yeah.
You get a crepe, you're going to be happy. It's a meal.
It's a meal.
Very much so.
Yeah. And so enjoy that. And then my brother Dana, whenever he comes into town, we always go to Brewster's. He likes Brewster's.
Yeah.
You know, a varied menu. A varied menu.
Very varied.
And they're usually, on the top round of burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all over the board, when I go there because, am I getting an appetizer?
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting a sandwich? Am I getting a burger?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough decision.
It is. And I had a friend that we went there every Friday, and it wasn't my choice personally to go there. But I just, there's some interesting things on their menu because I thought, how many burgers can you eat, right? So I got bored. But they actually have
mushroom tree Swiss burger.
Yep. Yes, that's pretty good. And the jalapeno burger. But they also have steamed clams that
you
would not expect at Brewster's, but they're actually really, really good.
And that's what gets me. I can't go into the Safeway or Fred Meyer's and get steamer clams anymore.
No.
I make a fantastic clam linguine. I mean,
yep. Oh, yeah, one of my favorites.
And where do I get my steamers at?
Sometimes you can find them at Costco, sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I actually recently reverted to, I found some really high-end, expensive canned clams, tins of them. And so I'm gonna experiment with those.
Boo.
I know.
But we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, better than nothing.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. Got some fantastic sponsors coming up, and we'll be back after these messages.
Looking for bold flavors, friendly faces, and a place that just feels right? Welcome to Humble Roots Beer Project, the newest craft brewery in Fairbanks. Located at 314 Wendell Avenue, mere steps from the heartbeat of downtown, from crisp lagers to hoppy IPAs and smooth stouts, there's a pour for every palate. Join us in our laid-back tap room. Grab a fresh crowler to go. Come see what's brewing at Humble Roots Beer Project. Stay stoked on local.
Bobby's Downtown is more than fine dining. It's a way of life. We welcome everyone and look forward to serving you. Whether you're in your Carhartts or your evening gown or tux. Yes, us. This is Rena from Bobby's Downtown. Come in and have an unforgettable dining experience. The Art Deco interior strikes a balance between casual and fine dining. Whether you're in the mood for pizza or prime rib, you'll find it at Bobby's Downtown. Open late Friday and Saturday nights, always non-smoking. On the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Nadine Winters in the studio here with me. Great foodie. And today we're Marines. We are Marines. We have to, with our North Korean equipment, we have to adapt, improvise, overcome, be successful in our mission. It's all about the food.
It is.
We will not be put out.
We will persevere.
Oh, my goodness. Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Say a weekend meal. Then you have time to contemplate it.
Yes. So weekend meals are always way more special, of course, because you have time. And then I would say
wine.
And wine, exactly. Yeah. Time and wine. Yes, anything but Chardonnay. And
your ABCs of wine.
Yeah, it's like it's an ABC drinker. But so in the summer, it's I think, there's a propensity to go towards the grill because, you can and you mm-hmm. have to freeze your butt off to do it. And so I'm going to be a big advocate of the green sauces because I have quite a few of them in my little repertoire. Pestos are a little bit too
strong.
I like pesto, but it's like it's so basil. But I have a bunch of green sauces that There's one that basically has fresh mint and parsley, and it's like, so you can go with any really fresh herbs. I have another one that I actually learned from this person where you dump an avocado, a bunch of cilantro stems and all, mm-hmm. juice a half a lemon, a couple garlic cloves, some olive oil and jalapeno. Well, you don't like jalapenos.
That's okay. Jalapeno doesn't bother me as long as the seeds are out and you've done it correctly.
Yeah, and so you dump a jalapeno in there, you throw that in the food processor, and you have this lovely green sauce that's excellent on grilled meats.
Ooh.
It's especially good on grilled sausage because it mm-hmm. cools down. It's like yeah. it's that great contrast to that fattiness, you know? So there's like that's one. And literally, you just throw all that stuff in the food processor and you're good to go. There's a couple other ones. I have one that like I'll roast a couple bulbs of garlic and mm-hmm. do a roasted garlic base, but it's the bottom line is you just need some citrus or some kind of acid, some olive oil, of course, that's what makes it, and some fresh herbs. And it's amazing. Some people call them chimichurri, some call them salsa verde, but there's a zillion recipes that you can Google, and it's just excellent. So if you throw a protein on the grill that basically is not elaborate,
yeah.
it's the opposite.
It's the finished sauce. It's a finished sauce.
It is, and it's like, and it just depends on what you like.
Yeah.
Always you can throw red pepper flakes in there.
So you can use it as a dipping sauce or a sauce over it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. This one I make that's with mint and parsley, and it's one of the best ones. It's so addictive, but you can actually.
Yeah, you have not given me any of this yet.
I know. I was thinking, well, you invite me to dinner sometime. We throw stuff on the grill, and I'll bring like three different green sauces, and you can try them because they're all you can do whatever
Done.
Flavor you
Done.
Want. And it's like it's just you can do it on chicken,
Done.
Sausage, red meat, whatever. Okay, perfect. Good. But I'm saying in the summer, especially because it's fresh herbs. And then another one. Oh, I do this one for spicy chicken thighs. It's actually a 10. And this one is a spicy cilantro sauce. It has cilantro, jalapenos, it has feta, a lot of oregano, fresh
mm-hmm.
oregano,
mm-hmm.
Which is, I used to be shy away from it. I thought just, spaghetti sauce, but oregano is actually excellent as a flavor profile in one of those sauces as well. And so that's a 10 too. So you can Google, there's a zillion recipes out there, but it's just basically some green herbs, some whatever flavor you want, some acid and some olive oil, and you are good to go. It's addictive.
It's dinners are fun because you get on the weekends, especially because you get to think through what you're mm-hmm. going to do, and then you go do your shopping, and
yep.
it's a fun event. It's
yes.
a way I relax.
Yeah.
And now this is going to surprise you.
Uh huh.
Chicken Parmesan.
Oh yeah, that
yeah.
would surprise me.
And because I did that recently, even though you could go out on the grill,
mm-hmm.
but I just needed. It's hard for me to eat things at restaurants when I know I can.
Oh, at home, yeah.
Yeah.
You do better at home. Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And chicken parmesan. Where are you going to go get chicken parmesan in town?
Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
So anyway, I get the chicken breasts
mm-hmm.
with no bone, and I cut them in half vertically.
Right.
Then I tenderize them,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You get them the same widths, and then I dredge them in your flour, your egg wash, and your breadcrumbs. Panko is good, or Italian, whichever. And then I saute them in the saute pan for about 3 minutes aside, maybe
uh-huh,
four.
Uh-huh.
Then I have the oven ready to go on a broil. And I get my commercial
mm-hmm.
pasta sauce
oh.
and put things in there like oregano.
Oh,
you know,
beef
and
it up.
Spice
yeah.
it up.
Spice
some
it up, yeah.
some
yeah.
garlic.
Yeah.
And I heat that up. And I put that on top of the finished or almost finished
mm-hmm.
Chicken parmesan cutlet, you want to call it. And then I get out I grate my Parmesan Reggiano.
Mm.
And I put that on top and I put it under the broiler for about 3 minutes. And you can go either mozzarella or Parmesan Reggiano, depending on what you got in your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull it out. And it's not a complicated dish.
No, it sounds very simple, actually.
Yeah. And that chicken is so soft,
oh.
and the mixture when you cut into it
yeah.
with both the sauce, the cheese and
the chicken.
And the texture of the chicken,
yeah,
just color me in heaven.
Wow,
yeah,
wow, and it's so easy to overcook.
Yeah, and then
a great
wine, Pinot Grigio.
Oh yes,
or Pinot Gris from California.
Yeah, yeah,
and then a risotto.
Oh, which kind of risotto? What would you just plain mushroom?
There is no
mushroom.
Such yeah
mushroom. Mushroom would be good.
And then I gotta I like making stock,
mm-hmm.
and so risotto for me is a mushroom stock.
Yeah.
And what I do is I've got at Christmas a friend of mine gave me like a pound of freeze dried mushrooms.
Ooh, nice.
So I spend about 3 hours just slowly, you know, cooking that. You bring it to a boil, then down to a simmer.
Yeah.
And just let it go for 3 hours. Mm. And you put mushrooms in there. And, you know, some, like a little bit of thyme, you know, some herbs in there. And there's your stock for your risotto.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
And then you also have mushrooms. And you have two choices. You can put in the fresh mushrooms. I like to saute the mushrooms before I put them in.
Yes, yes.
And with the butter.
Yeah.
And then use that as a finish because the butter, you have a...
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And then, you know, some... I like Asiago cheese.
That'd be good
for that. And boom, there you go.
Yeah, maybe sprinkle.
That's your meal.
Yeah, that would be excellent.
And then a nice Caesar salad, handcrafted, and you got an Italian night.
Yeah, and all the that would be really, really good.
And you know, I enjoy going to Giraldo's when I need my Italian fix.
Mm-hmm.
Pronto pasta.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh yeah, they're next to Domino's there in the. Over there, yeah.
Oh.
They're great. They're good.
Oh, I should try that.
Yeah.
Not.
They're you know, when you need some good pasta without going through the motions, go there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Simple as that.
Oh, yeah. That sounds excellent.
But also for dinner, on Wednesday night, came in from the airport as an Anchorage, and I came in, and Emily picked me up. And since she brought me to the airport at like 5:15 a.m. and picked me up at 5:15 p.m., I took her to dinner.
Yeah, you should have.
I'm dumb, but I'm not a dumb butt.
Yeah.
And so we went to Pike's and sat out on the deck.
Oh.
And it was so nice.
Oh, and it wasn't too cold?
No. You know, as if the cloud cover came in, it was a little bit cold.
Yeah.
And we had a great meal. I had the... French dip.
Okay.
And it was fantastic. I mean, you know, their au jus was great. And, you know, their ingredients with the sandwich, with the cheese that they had, and the service was just fantastic.
Oh.
You know, just really nice service. And we were talking about, you know, he was talking about the weather an hour earlier and how a cloud comes in and it's cool and cloud leaves and it's hot. But
that's Fairbanks in the summer.
But it was just nice.
Mm-hmm.
Great food. Jeffrey B. came out to check how it all was going out there with all of his guests.
Mm-hmm.
And I was texting Jay, the owner, saying, thank you for this. And it was just a nice. You know, I had one adult beverage, and I wasn't driving, so I could have, but I didn't need any more. Just the event was so nice.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, you may as well dine outside in the summer while you can.
Yeah, and, we rebuilt our deck last year. You got to come by and, you know, get on the big rebuilt deck and see all the barbecue toys I have on the deck. Now,
I bet there's lots.
Now, Fairbanks, I have a confession to make. You got to be honest out there. You got to be honest. I made ribs for the barbecue last Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Overcooked them.
You did?
Yeah, four a little bit over 4 hours, but I started out at 270 and I dropped it down to 250 and I finished up, you know, in the when I wrapped them at 230 for 2 hours and just overcooked them.
Really?
Yeah, so I got a
I didn't even know you could do that.
To me, when the rib bones are falling out,
right,
that's overcooked.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
that's when you can slice them,
right,
and not have them fall out and take
that
nice tender bite.
Yeah,
and see your teeth marks.
Yeah,
that's what I go for. So everyone liked them.
Right,
great,
they're
great.
Just texture a little off.
But out of a scale of 1 to 10, is a 5.5.
Oh,
for me,
unfortunate.
But you got to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, we got about a minute left. How do you want to end it?
Eat lots of vegetables. It's the summer.
Boo! Boo!
Vegetables are good.
Salads.
It's like you may as well. I mean,
I know you're right.
You know, it's like
we don't get fresh
grilled
up here.
And the other thing, you can just grill vegetables.
Yeah.
That's a
Okay, now you're back in my good list. You're back on the good list.
It's like I did a steak the other night and had some people over, and I made this horseradish yogurt sauce, and then I got zucchinis and sliced them long and narrow, just put a little olive oil, salt, and pepper, put them on the grill. Excellent.
Fairbanks, that is our show. Nadine, thank you so much. Fairbanks, we'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM, also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.